The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load, the only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yeah, g'day, g'day. Welcome to the Run Home with Joel, not quite Joel and Fletch, thanks to Hyundai and KO introducing the Staria Load, the van that's huge on safety. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. Great to have your company wherever you're tuning in. 11.70 in Sydney, 16.20 on the Goldie, SENQ Queensland. And basically, Fletchy, anywhere in the entire universe via the SEN app. We are coming to you live today from McGrath's Hyundai Liverpool. Listen, if you're in the area, as Deeksy would say in The Price is Right, come on down, 411 Hume Highway, Liverpool. The whole team here will look after you. Listen later too. Grab the podcast, subscribe via iTunes or Spotify. Jill's in the chair for Joel Kane. So JK in for JC today. I've got the last minute call up, Brian. Sugar needs a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. He's a bit under the weather. Privileged to be here. I feel like the reserve grade are getting pulled off at half time, ready for first grade.
Yeah, fresh reserve. We used to call that.
That's probably a turn of phrase, getting pulled off at half time.
Well, not really, no, because that's sometimes you do get replaced. But I'm just looking around here. Hasn't the car salesman changed over the years? Because when I bought my first car, a lot of them were wearing those big cowboy hats. Not cowboy hats, but big.
The 10 gallons, you mean?
Not, like not the 10 Texans gallons, but you know the ones you get from Bunnings, those hats, the big straw
like,
hats.
Like sort of the. Kind of like the Greg Chappell hat in the cricket.
Correct.
Like the flat,
and they didn't have ties. And now these guys are walking around. They're immaculately
ill-fitting suits normally back in the
they
day.
Look
right?
These are all tailor-made.
They're bespoke.
They look fantastic.
They are
girls
bespoke.
Look fantastic. A lot of girls, salesmen.
Saleswomen. Salespeople.
A lot of girls, salespeople.
411 Hume Highway, Liverpool. McGrath, Hyundai, Liverpool. You know, years ago, I've been in the radio industry for over a decade. I used to look after all the ads and stuff.
Yes.
And one of the great jingles was, McGrath, Liverpool.
Where there's is that this one? A girl.
How many other McGrath, Liverpools are there?
I don't know.
Oh, let's just make it this one.
But it's not as good as up the road from Borkham Hills.
And let me do it right for you.
Was that Tony Windsor?
Yeah, up the Windsor Road.
Tony
Windsor, the former Member of Parliament.
No, it's Tony someone. Oh, Tony Packard Holder.
Yeah, Packard. Yeah, that's
Tony
right.
Tony Packard.
Anyway, forget about them. Go to McGrath, Hyundai, Liverpool. Have your say as well throughout today's show. The Ryko Filters call line 1-300-01-1170. Asking mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. And the text line 0457 736 736. You can also reach us on Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. At Joel Fletch SEN. You can chuck that in a hashtag as well. Yeah, I've always thought of you as the Daryl Hall to Joel's John Oates. I'm glad you're here with me to hold my hand and guide me through it, because, yes, I was pulled off at half-time in reserve grade. It gives new meaning to the term player welfare, I suppose.
No, you'll be right. You've done this before. Now, let's get to know, our listeners have heard your dulcet tones when Jimmy Smith's been away.
Yes.
JK, just give us
and on higher ground, by the way.
And higher ground.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know who's doing that tonight.
Give us a bit of a getting to know, JK.
What do you want to know?
Well, where'd you grow up? Who do you support? Who do you vote for?
Who do I vote for? What's your lead-off word and wordle?
What
and the rest of it?
So, have you got kids?
Two kids. Yeah, one of them turning three on Friday. It's Frozen themed all over.
Oh, isn't that fun? We're talking off air. So, my eldest, she's almost 18. She is the love Olaf.
Yeah.
Now it's just generation. How long will this keep going?
Forever. For every new kid gets into it. But you know what? You know you're into it, right? You drop your kids off and you still got the soundtrack playing in the car even when there's no kids in the car.
I could. Yeah.
You know all the words?
Yeah, I do know all the words. Yeah. I'm a bit, not embarrassed by it, but I'm just
sing it with pride.
Now, on the way out here, can I just run this past you? I stopped off at the Shell up here because I had to use the little boys' room. There's a Shell service station.
Yeah.
And I said to the gentleman, I walked in, I said, oh, mate, can I get the key? So, you know, they put odd things.
Basically got the hubcap hanging off it or something.
It was a brick. They drilled, seriously. I thought to myself, this is a G-up. He's put a key, and they drilled a hole through right in the middle of it and had a chain going through. I went into this Brasco thinking this is going to be dynamite.
So it was. They're thinking the brick's a deterrent, right? Maybe.
To lug yourself in. But it was outside, just sitting on top of the gas.
You're not going to fit that in the pocket, is the point, right?
I know, but why would I want to take a key?
What was the brick? How was the key attached to the brick?
Because chain.
Yeah, about to say, it needs something pretty sturdy.
So they drilled straight through it. The effort that went through to this was ingenious.
Well, yes.
So I had to lug the brick in, go into the Brasco, open the door, do all that.
I've never seen a brick before. I've had like the wooden spoons, that sort of thing.
Had the wooden spoon.
Yeah, I've had a hubcap as well.
Hubcap, yeah. And I've had that, you know, the orange, it's like orange plastic, must be something to do with their pallets or something. I've had them.
Right, okay.
I don't mind a service station, Brasco.
Yeah.
But I'm noticing the ones outside the venue, terrible.
Mm.
The ones inside, especially Caltex. There's one at Moorbank.
You rate the Caltex Moorbank.
Caltex, okay. Moorbank.
0457 736 736. Where are the best Caltex, well, the best service station Brasco's in Sydney? Yeah. So point everyone in the right direction.
Because the other thing I don't like, and I think I've spoken about this before, I don't like the stale stainless toilets, stainless steel toilets.
Oh, the ones that don't even have the...
Jail toilets.
Yeah, right.
Where there's no seat.
Did they have the, what we call affectionately known as poo gaskets on the side? You know, you rip off the paper and you line the bowl with the...
I'm not big on that.
No, you just squat. Look,
I don't mind squatting, I just sit on it.
But, you know, that's last chance saloon, though. You wouldn't do it unless you're absolutely desperate.
No, I'm fine with it.
You're okay.
Ex-plumber.
Yeah.
I've been around some bad dudes. Mm.
But I imagine... People now, because of COVID, they're so health conscious and conscious about, you know, bacteria and the rest of it, that you'd give it a wipe. Doesn't everything now come equipped with the spray and the wipes?
No. Not at these outdoor toilets.
Not at all. They've got the needle exchange as well in there too.
That was big.
Stock standard, yeah.
That was big. And what else they got? They got the hidden, the concealed cisterns, so you can't steal them. People were stealing cisterns there for a little while.
Why would somebody steal a cistern?
Oh, who knows? Yeah. Why would you steal a key with a brick on it?
That's a good point. Well, that's the whole point. You can't steal. Okay, and then the taps, right, that you do, you know, because you don't turn them on, people let the water on. So you push them down, you've got about 10 seconds.
Time release.
Yeah, and then wash your hands before it stops, and you've got to bang it sort of two, three
times.
That would
be when the drought was on. So
they should keep that, though, water preservations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Although, this is what I don't get.
Hmm.
You know when the Warragamba Dam was over...
Over 100%, yeah.
And they just let it go. Hmm. Why wouldn't we capture that and leave it somewhere? Because it might go off.
Not does water go off. You can always filter water, though. Right?
It's like the desalination plant we spent $10 million on that doesn't get used.
Yeah, around Kurnell.
Correct.
Yeah. We used to go to Kurnell with the car late at night and do some our finest circle work on the sand there.
Oh,
yeah.
You're a bit of a rev head.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you love cars, this is the place to be. Hyundai, McGrath's Liverpool Hyundai, 411 Hume Highway, Commandant Fletchy's here. We got this ace hot dog stand outside. In fact, when I rocked up this afternoon, I said, where's Fletchy? There you are. You were loading up. You were about your second or third by then, weren't you?
Well, these are, you know, you get your hot dogs, the standard ones that the bun's stale and it's not cooked through or it's overcooked and you just put tomato. These are fantastic.
They're fresh.
Yeah, I got the Texan. So there was a bit of
chili on it, or
chili.
Texans
love chili.
Yeah.
Cheese, onion. Get down here. If you're living close by to Liverpool, McGrath's Liverpool, and the pumpkin. Oh, that's Jamboree. Yes. Come here and hang out.
Yeah.
Got to pass the ball competition. Got to pass it through that big giant TV.
Through
there.
The big TV.
Just to see if it'll break.
Oh, we're living.
What we should do? What we should do?
Tell me.
Open up one of these Hyundai Konas
and throw
windows down. You got to go. You got to go all the way through.
You know, it's funny you mentioned. I remember years ago on Late Night with Letterman, and they had, you know, the great Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman, and they'd have a New York cab rolling past the street, the windows open, and Aikman have to ping a ball through the windows. And
did he? Did he do it?
Did it?
This is
nothing
before,
but net.
Because you've seen, like you saw Lionel Messi with the Pepsi ad, where he kicked it through.
Is that real?
It's not real.
No,
I've seen it make it.
So it's like the one that hits the crossbar and keeps coming back and hitting the crossbar.
Correct.
Yeah,
so what they do is it's CGI. They get a man who's in green screen, so that you can't see him, but he actually picks the ball up and carries it and goes through.
And they just sort of brush him out.
You brush him out because it's a green screen.
And then fast forward it.
We'll just play it normally.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he picks the ball up as he kicks it and runs, bang. So it's the magic of TV.
Just back to the hot dogs for a moment. You meant the Texan.
Mm.
In terms of hot dog assembly for you, what are the basics, right? Tomato sauce, mustard, are they your two keys? Or do you need cheese on it?
I need cheese I need onion.
Yeah, I'm with you on onion.
It's like when you get a Bunnings. Yeah. I need onion.
Yeah.
And when they took onion away, I thought that was ridiculous.
I just don't understand why you take onion away. Do you like them burnt, though, or you like them a bit sort of under?
Soggy.
You like them soggy?
I like them burnt.
You like burnt onion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Bit of a tip. So when you're cooking on your barbie, it's not really a tip.
Yeah.
But to get them really crispy, bit of butter, but a bit of beer.
Beer.
Bit of beer on your hot barbie.
Like beer onions? Can you taste it though?
Nah.
No. So what's the point? You're just wasting good beer.
No, because it makes it crispy.
Mm. Brooksy's crooksy today.
Brooksy's crook as
well. Brooksy's crook as well. We're carrying the show. You know what? Gibbo is driving us back in the studio as well. Hello, Gibbo.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Going well.
Going good.
You drive a Hyundai, Gibbo?
Yeah, from about 1994. So I'm 94? In the market. Yes, I'm in the market for a new one.
You know, you mentioned 1994. That's when they still called it Hyundai.
Ah, they've changed it.
When do you reckon they made the switch, though, Fletchy? Hyundai to Hyundai. In fact, some of our learned salespeople here at McGrath's Liverpool Hyundai would know the answer to that. I reckon about 2000.
Well, it's a bit like the some rugby league players. So Junior Paulo, who I thought is now Junior Barlow.
Yeah.
There's Charles Nickel Clockstar.
Nickel Clockstar.
Yeah, so a few of them, they've been happy.
Had a weird Anida.
Correct.
Brandon Coston became Brandon Pearson.
Well, that was because I played with Costo because of his took his mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
And now Lewis Hamilton's going to do something to do it.
Yeah. Greg Lelussier became Greg Marzu, who plays for the Titans on the wing at the moment.
Oh, okay. See, this is the information Gibbo brings. Gibbo, I thought you were going to be out here with your ShamWow and just polishing a couple of Konas.
Yeah, I'd love to get the ShamWow out, but I'm banned from any sort of OB action. So
why are you banned though?
Is that because you turned up Schindler's one day?
No, I wasn't Schindler's. That was another occasion. But yeah, I'm not sure when the OB ban is going to be up. But for now, I'm here riding solo.
Well, you're missing out on this because this is everyone is going mad out here.
They are. Standing room only.
I wonder, we might get someone later on to ask, if you sell, do you ring a bell?
There's another one. Chalk another one up to me. Or a siren.
Like in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Around here, I reckon they get a little bit Wolf of Wall Street, like at the Christmas parties.
Right.
You know, they all get together. They get the...
The spinning wheel, the Velcro, and tossing vertically challenge people.
All that sort of stuff. Okay. You know, they get those ladies that walk in, not much on.
Mm-hmm.
Strippers.
Scantily
the ones
clad.
That looking. Yeah. And boys.
Yes. This is 2022 after all.
Absolutely.
We've got a big show today. Mitch McClenahan and Kirsty Stanaway from the Run Home crew from SENZ. Chris Anstey's going to join us too, Fletchy, for an NBL final chat, NBA chat as well. Now, looking forward to this bloke joining us in the last hour of the program. He was mighty for the Green Machine. Zachy Wolford's going to be on with us today.
Zachy Wolford. I ran into his old man, Simon, at the airport on Monday morning coming home from Bris Vegas. Yeah. And I was just saying how good was it. And he goes, mate, I was having a chat with him. And I said, mate, he's playing good. And he goes, mate, he's now matured. He said he couldn't have played first grade 3 years ago.
Yeah,
so
okay.
He's matured a little bit, and now he's handling, and he handled it for his first game. Jeez, he was impressive.
Run home quiz as well, thanks to IMR Insurance. Today's winner, by the way, they're going to get a Signet Power Pack that's valued at $59.95. They'll also go into Friday's final to win a pair of Blundstone boots, a $100 gift voucher thanks to Sporting Globe, your home for the NBA playoffs. Go down to King Street Wharf, Darling Harbour, Robina and Chermside. Oh, Shawnee Omorod as well, of course, is going to join us on the program today. The Ryko Filters call line 1300 011 70, and keep those texts coming through. We'll get to as many of those as we can after the first break. 0457 736 736. Now, I'm very much looking forward to this because Brooksy called me this morning and he said, mate, can you jump in the chair because JC's sick?
Yes.
And I said, what's happened to Jesus Christ? And he goes, no, Joel Kane. I said, sorry. Wacky Team Wednesday. So just give us a little teaser. Dangle a carrot, Fletchy. What's our theme?
Okay. This is what we need to do. So we're out here at McGrath's Liverpool Hyundai.
Where there's always a great deal for you.
Number two, by the way. Number two out of all Hyundai
is that
dealerships.
Right?
Yep. Spoke to my man Greg over
you're
there.
You're on the dais.
So what are we going to have? We're going to have a team made up of car names or car puns or, for example, the Diesel Brothers will be in the back row, Vin and Johnny.
Vinny and Johnny.
They're not in the team yet.
Yeah.
But as I like to do, Richard Gere, that was your one. I like that one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been asking, will Penny Wong make this team? Well, she will.
You'll find a way.
Well, Penny Wong turn.
You can't.
Can I do that?
No.
Well.
Dump, Gibbo.
No. She's in the team.
Okay. All right. So just to be clear, for a relative novice such as myself.
Yes.
So Wacky Team wins. It can't feature current or former rugby league players.
No, we're making up a team of rugby league players.
That aren't rugby league players.
Okay,
so just let me scratch.
Driver. Charlie someone else put Mini Driver.
I just got to scratch Mr. Know How, Glenn Nissen. I got to put the pen through Cole Bentley. And yes. I also got to race Stefano Ute or Kamano.
Nah, very good. No, they can't be past or present players.
Wacky Team Wednesday, car puns, car teams, car terms.
Correct.
Richard Gere's a teaser. The Diesel Brothers, we think, will feature prominently in the
Definitely.
Pack. Yeah, very agile.
David, Dr. David Suzuki.
Oh, would he be a coach, I reckon? Nah. Smart man.
Nah, he's on the wing.
Is he?
Well, he's quick.
I want to hear. Is he quick, though?
Very quick.
Yeah, okay.
0457 736 736. Text us on the Ryko Filter call line.
You are listening to Joel and Fletch, The Run Home. Jules and Fletch today. This is the Workwear Group. Tradie Hour, King G pushing limb comfort, technology and design. Just wait till we go to the break before you clunk your headphones. Radio pro this bloke.
Oh, my
up
God,
and running
sorry.
On a Wednesday afternoon. We'll break and back with more.